Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock, who is chasing the ball. Remy reaches third base with a triple. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Remy scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins takes first base on ball 4. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Akins moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive towards first. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Remy bunts towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Burleson moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Akins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Akins reaches second base with a double. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Akins moves to third. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Torres. Wilson moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae strikes out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Quirk reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive towards first. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Quirk scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Daryl Porter pinch hits for UL Washington. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson is walked intentionally. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rance Mullinix now playing shortstop. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Remy bunts towards the mound. Gale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Remy scores. Burleson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Glenn Hoffman now playing third base. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Quirk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Way then and he is out, White applying the tag. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hurdle strikes out. One out. Dave Chalk pinch hits for Rance Mullinix. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Chalk now playing shortstop. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk juggles the ball. That's an error on Quirk. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. Burleson moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Wathan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-4 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hurdle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans bunts towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Fisk moves to third. One out. Jack Brohmer pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Remy hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jack Brohmer now playing third base. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chalk hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun pinch hits for Frank White. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball four. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Steve Braun. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.